is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are to worship. Come, just as you are.
Epistle reading is from the book of Jude. But you, beloved, build yourselves up in the most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. And have mercy on those who doubt. Save others by snatching them out of the fire. To others show mercy with fear, eating even the garden stained with our flesh. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, and Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Please stand for the reading of the Gospel.
In our Gospel lesson for Christ the King Sunday, we are given signs of the last days leading up to Judgment Day warning us to be on guard, keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus. From Mark chapter 13. Jesus said, "But in those days after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. And then Jesus will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts out its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near, at the very gates. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But concerning that day or that hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard, keep awake, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey, leaves home and puts his servants in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to stay awake. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or when the cock crows, or in the morning, lest he come suddenly and find you asleep. And what I say to you, I say to all, stay awake." This is the gospel of the Lord to be seated for the next time. Next time.
Cornerstone. Grace and peace be with you from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I remember when I was a kid, when I was first reading big novels, you know, like really books without pictures, right? Big novels. I remember reading them, and I remember one of my friends had this brilliant idea. She said, what you do is right as you start a novel, you just skip all the way to the end, you read the last few paragraphs, or maybe even the last chapter, and then you won't get sidetracked by all the suspense that's going on in the book. And so I said, okay. So I tried it. Ruined the book. Honestly, I mean, the whole time I was reading the book, all I could think of is, well, none of this really matters. I know what happens at the end. It ruined the book for me. Now, well, jumping to the end can certainly ruin a book that you are reading, I guess depending on who you are. I mean, for my friend, it worked out wonderfully. She did it for every single book that she read, but not me. It ruined a book for me. But the Bible tends to do this on purpose. Jesus doesn't want to leave you in the suspense of wondering what's going to happen. He tells you. He lets you know. The irony is that all too often we get it wrong. Especially as human beings, we have a tendency just to get it wrong sometimes. Jesus tells his disciples over and over and over again, I'm going to Jerusalem, I'm going to die, and I'm going to rise again. He says it over and over again. However, the disciples never quite get it. I mean, they are surprised when Jesus is arrested in Jerusalem. Peter even tries to fight him off with a sword for a little bit. They're surprised when he hung on the cross. They're surprised and scared when he dies. How many times has Jesus told them that he will rise again? Yet, they lock themselves in a room for fear, and they are amazed when Christ appears to them. Yes, Jesus tells them exactly what is going to happen, and they just don't get it. They miss it. That being said, I'm not so sure that we're really any better. Jesus says, this is my body, yet Christian churches all around deny it. That's just really the tip of the iceberg in the grand scheme of things. But really, then there's our text for today. In both the Nicene as well as the Apostles' Creed, we confess that we believe that there is a resurrection of the body, that Christ will return and take us to be with them for all of eternity. The creeds function as a base for what we believe, not just as Lutherans, but for all of Christendom. The ancient Christian churches adopted them, and we carry them on, uniting us with those that have gone before us. And how often is it said by good and well-meaning Christians that once we die, that's it. Our soul goes to heaven, and that's where we remain for all of eternity. As if there's nothing that is to come after this, that this is it. This is what we as Christians look forward to. But coming back again to our text, we actually see a different picture. Our text follows closely after last week's gospel reading, where Christ gives his disciples a warning about the things that they will endure. They will be persecuted and handed over. They will be betrayed by brothers and sisters and fathers and mothers. They will be hated for Christ's sake. And all this will happen before this generation dies. In this, Christ talks of endurance. Even more, Christ, in the few verses in between the two texts, talks about how they will flee. They will scatter. They are to go into mountains and basically get out of Jerusalem and so on. And while they are to flee, and while they are to scatter, it is here in our text that we are actually told not about scattering, but about gathering back together. We are told about how Christ will return, that there will be an actual resurrection of the dead, and that at that time, we will be gathered from all the earth. No matter where we're scattered to, it doesn't matter. Christ, through his angels, will gather us up. The text is very important for us as well, especially as we come to the end of the church year. We are all too often focused on all the other things that are going on around us, especially around this time of year. We have a tendency to get focused not on this season, but on the season that comes next week, right? Advent and wreaths and candles and so on. We get focused on all of those things. However, it's worth taking the time to think about the return of Christ. it's worth realizing that this is actually a day on the calendar. It is a time that we will know and experience. There will be a day when Christ returns, and we do not know when that day will be. Yet Christ's words are not the words of fear. They are the words of joy. In the midst of all of the bad things going on, all the bad things that he's describing, in the midst of kingdoms crumbling and persecutions coming, there will be a time when it ends. And more than just ends, there will be a time when our Savior comes and collects the elect. That is, those who have salvation through him. Christ will come. And when he does, he will gather together all those people who have salvation. He will gather together all those people who have faith in him. All those who, when everything else drops, clung to him in faith. On that day, which could be any day, it could be today, it could be tomorrow or the next day and so on, he will gather us. He will gather us, and nothing will be able to get into his way, neither life nor death. Those that clung to him in faith will be collected. They will be collected to be with him for all of eternity in the new heavens and the new earth. And as we now end this church year, let us then set our eyes upon Jesus. No matter what has happened throughout this last year, no matter what tomorrow may hold, Jesus is our rock and our salvation. Let us set our eyes upon the risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who through his work upon the cross gives to us salvation. And in him be the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And now may the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand and join with me in a word of prayer as we confess our sins before God our Father. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, we come before you this day because we have failed. We have sinned all too often in thought, word, and deed. We come before you this day to confess our sins before you, our Heavenly Father. Hear us now as we take a moment to pour out our heart to you, to confess our sins before you in a moment of silence. God, whose mercy has given his Son to die for you and for his sake forgives you all of your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us now continue by confessing our common faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, the find that book of friendship, find it aside by the aisles, and find that in the people around you.
Let us stand and bow our heads in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, on this last Sunday of the church year, Christ the King Sunday, we fervently pray for your Son's return. Though we sin daily, we long for that day, knowing that Jesus comes with mercy for those who trust in him. We thank you for all the blessings of word and sacrament that have been ours throughout the past year. As the church embarks on the season of Advent next Sunday, let us come and adore the baby Jesus, fill our hearts with the glorious anticipation of his second coming. Ruler of the nations, bless the leaders of the free world with wisdom, and may they seek your guidance as they are being faced with many challenges. Please bless our nation as it continues to experience unrest. Remember that you are in control. Remembering that you are in control to give us peace of mind at times when we may be troubled by events of the world. Great God, we give you our glory for the generous outpouring of gifts from members of our congregation, enabling us to purchase Bible sticks for over 100 military men and women around the world, plus their own military personnel, which will help keep you close to them. Merciful God, we're thankful that none of our members are in a hospital at this time. So we ask that you be with members, family members who are battling cancer, Shania Wilson, Tammy Glass, Kathy Green, Jackson Harper, Deborah Jameson, Chris Miller, Billy Moore, Camilla Boyd, Christy Hancock, and Dave Brona. Compassion of God, we mourn with those who mourn. Be with the family of Joey Baldwin, whom you chose to take to your heavenly home last Thursday. Comfort them with your love and care. As we pray for each family of our congregation, this morning we pray for the Boyer, the Bozarth, and the Bradley families, that you would keep them in your love and care. Lord of Marriage, bless John and Carol Breedlove and Ellen and Kim Hall, who are celebrating wedding anniversaries this week. Help them to remain faithful to you and to each other. Lord of Life, shower your blessings on Norm Kisdale and Earl Urish, who are celebrating birthdays this week. We pray you would give them continued years of health and happiness. Heavenly Father, be with those who will be coming to the Lord's table, that we might do so with prepared and penitent hearts, rejoicing our Savior who visits us with his very body and blood to work the miracle of forgiveness of sins among us. Heavenly Father, receive these prayers in all other positions as we pray the prayer of your Son. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Suffering, I am free.
With God.
while.